This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Rafah operation, according to the White House. At a news conference, Sullivan said that President Biden remains concerned about how Israel protects civilians during a Rafah operation.
The president told the prime minister again today that we share the goal of defeating Hamas, but we just believe you need a coherent and sustainable strategy to make that happen.
Biden and Netanyahu spoke on Monday for the first time in more than a month. The World Food Program, the United Nations Food Agency, said Monday that famine is imminent in northern Gaza, where over 200,000 people are believed to be experiencing catastrophic hunger. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The World Food Program and other UN agencies released a report on Monday that says a further escalation of the war, now in its sixth month, could push nearly half of Gaza's population to the brink of starvation. Arif Hussein is the chief economist of the World Food Program.
In northern Gaza, famine is imminent, starting from now till May of this year. So it's a very short window to act. There are about 1.1 million people in catastrophic level of hunger.
Hussein said, according to the new report, if there is not cessation to the hostilities, if displacement continues, if they are not able to bring enough food and access for people, that there is a famine which could even happen in the rest of the country by July. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister says he will appoint a technocratic government and establish an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. Mohammed Mustafa laid out the wide-ranging plans in a mission statement acquired by the Associated Press Tuesday. Plan includes the kind of revitalization Palestinian Authority called for by the United States as part of Gaza's post-war vision for resolving the conflict. This is VOA News. Western governments lined up Monday to condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin's landslide election victory as unfair and undemocratic. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
Here is EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell.
This election has been based on repression and intimidation.
But China, India and North Korea congratulated the veteran Russian leader on extending his rule by a further 6 years. The contrasting reactions underscore the geopolitical fault lines that have gaped wider since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago, triggering the deepest crisis in relations with the West since the end of the Cold War. The Kremlin dismissed the criticism, claiming the 87% of the vote won by Putin during the three-day election showed that the Russian people were consolidating around him.
AP correspondent Charles Ada Dalsima reports on the U.S.'s strong support for the Philippines over China's actions in contested waters.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has underscored Washington's close relations with the Philippines as clashes between Chinese and Filipino forces in the disputed South China Sea turn more hostile.
We stand with the Philippines and stand by our ironclad defense commitments, including under the Mutual Defense Treaty, Article 4. Extends to armed attacks on the Filipino armed forces, public vessels, aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
Blinken spoke in Manila during a joint news conference with the Philippines Secretary of Foreign Affairs and later President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Next month, President Joe Biden will host Marcos and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in a White House summit amid growing concerns over increasingly aggressive Chinese actions in the sea and North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's central bank has raised its benchmark interest rate for the first time in 17 years, ending a long-standing policy of negative rates meant to boost the economy. The Bank of Japan's overnight call rate was raised to a range of 0 to 0.1% from minus 0.1% at a policy meeting that confirmed expectations of a shift away from ultra-lax monetary policy. Notorious coup leader Guy Philippe has aligned with the gangs who want him to be president of Haiti. VOA's Sandra Lemaire with the Creole Service says Philippe was instrumental in the 2004 rebellion against a former president.
They want him to lead a three-person council, and they're talking about basically inaugurating him rogue style at some point this week. Some people say it'll be tomorrow. Other people have said it might be Wednesday.
VOA Sandra Lemaire. I'm Tommy McNeil.